servant of Jesus Christ our Lord. In the bosom of Abraham he holds, rocks us to, rocks us fro. We only leave to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. It hath been done, it hath been done. Through Christ it all hath been done.
Resting in the loving heart of our great Father God, referred to as Abraham's bosom in Luke 16:22, having been put there by the servant of the Lord through our Lord Jesus Christ, we're grazing as the sheep of his pasture, Psalm 95:7 and 103. We're feeding wherever the great shepherd of the sheep leads us. Hebrews 13:30, 1 Peter 5:2. We're following the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Revelation 14:4. He has many dwelling places for his people, according to John 14:1 through 3, as he leads them over the cities of Israel. See Matthew 10:23. And feeds them through the sufferings and ministries of God's obedient servants down through the ages. Ephesians 1:10. Feeding the fruit of their lives and ministries to the whole family of God.
In the bosom of Abraham he holds, rocks us to, rocks us fro. We only leave to follow the Lamb whithersoever.
Been done. We're learning a about the family of God. They are all our kin. Through their blood and suffering and death, we all have entered in.
Learning about the family of God, the whole family in heaven and earth, Ephesians 3:15, and beginning to learn to give honor to whom honor is due, and credit to whom credit is due, being mindful of the sufferings, weepings and deaths that paid for the ministries by which we're fed. Ooh. Were we not fed and were we not strengthened as the servant of the Lord, Brother Pruitt, ministered to us from the revelations, the book of Revelations, all the revealings and workings of Christ? Were we or were we not? Did not the fruit of the life and ministry of our Apostle John, fed to us by the servant of our Lord Jesus, Brother Pruitt, did not this fruit off the tree of life strengthen us for our journey that we have now made to the city of God, not made with hands? Is not this where we left from, going out, even as Abraham, not knowing whither he went, only following the Lamb revealed by his servant, Brother Pruitt, who along the way we have eaten the fruit of the life of many in our family, through our Lord Jesus, and we'll continue to do so. But right now, let's eat of the prophet Daniel's life, his sufferings and ministry. Just confess, Lord Jesus, resting by the river of life, like one in a dream, by faith, I drink of your heavenly completed life's blood and the heavenly blood of our Father and the heavenly completed life's blood of Daniel the prophet. Now just drink and listen to what's written in the wind blowing over that river and feel what's moving in the mist that's moving all around. Daniel chapter 8, verse 2. And I, Daniel, saw in a vision, and I was by the river. Verse 3, then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river, signifying the river of life, a ram, or Satan, which had two horns, horns being strength or power, good or evil. In this case, of course, evil, since they're growing out of Satan's very head. And the two horns were high or strong, but one was higher than the other. and the higher came up last. We see and hear written on the wind that these two horns are Gog and Magog. Revelation 20, verse 8. Gog and Magog are religion and war. Daniel 8, 4. I saw the ram pushing or conquering westward and northward and southward, so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his will and became great. It is written on the wind, the breath or inspiration of God, and we see and hear it. This ram, Satan, pushed and destroyed and conquered, using his horn of religion to condemn, confuse, and captivate the minds of people, and the horn of war to conquer them nation by nation. He did this as he moved in every direction except heavenward or eastward. The garden, remember, was planted eastward in Eden. Wise men came from the east, the sun rising in the east, and so forth. Moving eastward was reserved for another, but we'll get to that. This ram, bad, bold, strong, vicious, as he took over the whole world and placed himself in the river of God, blocking the flow of living water to God's hungry people, and everybody was afraid of him. He did just like he pretty well pleased, and nobody could stop him. Everyone who had tried under his long, sharp horns had died. Men, women, even little children for generations. He was without mercy, without feeling, and the world had given up to him, trembling at his every move and dodging him for their life, like moles or worms or mice in a hole. The ram ruled. He was great, no question about it. He was the cock of the walk, the bull of the pasture, the boss of all, the ruling ram. But a few were crying out. Righteous blood was crying under those sharp horns and under that brute beast power, crying, weeping, Lord, your people, Lord, your suffering people. Weeping, Rachel weeping for her children.
Servant of Jesus.
the bosom of Abraham he holds, rocks us to, rocks us from. We only leave to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ it all hath been done. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ it all hath been done.
About the family of God, they are all our kin. Through their blood and suffering and death, we all have entered in.
Old Satan had stabbed his horns of death through the heart of every man. He ruled in fierceness, religion and was, and swallowed up the land. He even blocked the love of God, flowing life out through his river. At the very mention of the ram's religion, the world would stand and quiver.
At the very mention of the ram's religion, the world would stand and quiver. But winds began to blow in the earth, winds from God, blowing strong enough that the old ram would lift his head and sniff the air and wonder, what is this strange wind blowing from the west? Daniel 8, verse 5, and as I, Daniel, was considering, we see Daniel resting by the river, considered this ram and his work and the results of it. He pondered in the spirit. As he was in his dreamlike state, he looked, and behold, a he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. Now, why touched not the ground? Because he was riding on the wind, and the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. A notable horn is one for a special purpose or a special work. But who is the he-goat? Who is this person riding on the wind or moving by the inspiration wind of the great Father God? Who is it? True, it is Jesus. But rather, it is Jesus taking on the goat character of the Father God, of unwavering determination to accomplish what he sets out to do. The Father God, pictured as a goat? Sure, all down through the ages, the Father God has allowed people to make a goat out of him, taking his blessings, his promises, time after time after time, then turning their back on him and going their own way, doing as they pleased, always taking advantage of him. You know this. The Father God was in the scapegoat, Leviticus 16, 21 and 22. He was hidden there, bearing the sins of his people away to the desert or to the sea of forgetfulness, which we see in Micah 7, 19. The Father was hidden in the scapegoat, allowing the Lamb or his Son Jesus to get the honor that was due him as the one becoming the sacrifice for the fire. Jesus began to understand this in the desert, and in suffering there, he said yes to that character of the Father, and moving in the wind or inspiration of faith, moving that determination in him. Jesus challenged Satan head on, inviting Satan's fury to destroy him if he could. Luke 4, verse 2. Then Jesus, having taken on that goat character, moved into his ministry of being taken advantage of, healing multitudes, raising dead people, cleansing the lepers and so on, and watching them go their own way. Oh yes, it became so common that when two or three were left with him, he turned to them and said, "Will you also go away? Aren't you going to leave too?" Jesus, the goat working in him, set his face like a flint to go up to Jerusalem. Isaiah 50, verse 7. In the garden, the pressure of pain and suffering squeezed blood out through his sweat glands, but all Satan heard out of his mouth was, "Nevertheless, O Father, thy will be done." Set like a rock, like a flint, a goat. goat, not even death before him, caused the slightest swerve or waver. So it is written on the wind, the he-goat, Jesus in the goat character of the Father, came from the west. Out of Egypt have I called my son, it is written. Came out of the west, riding on the wind that was sweeping the face of the whole earth with him. We continue on to Daniel 8, verse 6. And he came to the ram, or Satan, that had two horns, religion and war, which I had seen standing before the river of life, which Satan had blocked, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. That is, the goat, the he-goat, ran unto the ram in the fury of his power. Verse 7, and I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him. Choler being the highest possible form of pure anger and rage. The abhorrence of evil that only pure love is capable of. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Moved with pure rage, a white heat fire burning in his belly, blazing in his eyes. Daniel watched, and I saw the he-goat coming close to the ram, flying with rage, and smote the ram and break his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him. And there was none could deliver the ram or Satan out of his hand. It's written in the wind. Also, we know the nature of a natural goat is to attack his enemy with all the might he can muster. He will kill a snake, a serpent, or Satan, paw it till he cuts it in little pieces or pulverizes it, and will then urinate on it or sprinkle it with fire. A goat, Jesus, the Father in him, hates his enemy, or Satan, with just that much fury. Because as the snake kills the little goats, that old ram, or Satan, had slain the whole world and filled the earth with the blood of the innocent children and the helpless, obedient people of God. Their blood cried out, and the wind began blowing from the west.
In the bosom of Abraham, he holds, rocks us to, rocks us for. We the land whithersoever he goes. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ it all hath been done.
About the family of God, they are all our kin. Through their blood and suffering and death, we all have entered in.
Old Satan had stabbed his horns of death through the heart of every man. He ruled in fierceness, religion and was, and swallowed up the land. He even blocked the love of God, flowing life out through his river. At the very mention of the ram's religion, the world would stand and quiver. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ it all hath been done, it hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ it all hath been done. Thank you.
feet flying and cutting with rage. Then he burned him with fire and walked away, leading forth for this new age. It hath been the he-goat came in from the west, riding on holy wind. Saw that the old ram there strutting around, old Satan all full of sin. Fiery eyes saw the ram and what he done to all those heavenly born. The goat smashed the ram in fury and broke off both his horns.
None could deliver the ram or Satan out of the goat's hand or out of Christ's hand. We see that just as the ram had ruled the earth fiercely and none could deliver out of his hand, verse 4, just so the goat or Christ dealt that same fierceness back onto the ram, or onto the head of Satan. See Revelation 18, verses 5 through 8. Still listening to the wind, the spirit of prophecy, we move to Daniel 8, verse 8. Therefore the he-goat, or Christ, waxed very great, and when he was strong through suffering, the great horn was broken, the horn of suffering, broken on the cross, when Jesus took all ordinances of man, religion, nailing it to his cross, he destroyed it there. And far the great horn came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. See Revelation 7, 1 through 3, and Revelation 9, 14 and 15. We know, listening to the spirit of prophecy, God breathing, writing it in the wind, that the four winds blow the inspiration of God, carrying the plan of God to his people, even to the four corners of the earth. Verses 8 and 9. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great, toward the south and toward the east and toward the pleasant land. Again, listening to the wind, where God has hidden his secrets from the wise and prudent, as we see in Matthew 11, 25, hiding them from the wise and the prudent, or the smart alecks, he has revealed them to his little children. We know that the horn out of which the little horn came forth was the horn of suffering that gave the family of God the fullness of Christ's revelation. Whose life and ministry put this on our tree of life? Christ, to be sure, but Christ working through whom? Who was it? Our Apostle John, the Apostle of the fullness, the Apostle of the new age or the new creation. The other three horns being the ministry of others in the first church, Peter, Paul, and others. But the fourth horn, that of John, the church of the second and third century, who filled up the sufferings of Christ, and in so doing opened up the heavens, loosing the four winds of heaven for God to breathe his plan through the earth and keep the flesh and blood benefits of Christ alive in the world, thus preventing God's judgment of total annihilation of the human race, and letting the winds blow, searching for an obedient heart, listening for the cry of righteous blood.
old Satan had stabbed his horns of death through the heart of every man. He ruled in fierceness, religion and was, and swallowed up the land. He even blocked the love of God, flowing life out through his river. At the very mention of the ram's religion, the world would stand and quiver. It hath been done, it hath been done. Through Christ, it all hath been done. It hath been done. It all hath been
was broken on the cross. It stood for suffering, stood for suffering. Four horns came up in its place, pointing to the heavens for winds. The Apostle John walked in the heaven, his one, the fourth horn, the plan of God he brought down, and from it we were born. It hath been
after another passed, with God finding some, but none who would make the sacrifice and follow his plan in exact obedience by faith, as did Abraham, whose seed we are. But let's pass on down to your generation and mine, down to about 1960, when righteous blood was crying out in a person just saved, knowing nothing, desired, and burning with hunger for all of Christ. Not just for himself, but he wept, "Lord, your people, your suffering people, dead in their hearts and in their lives, because they're fed death in their churches. The wind of God blew to that person and swept over Galatians, the first chapter, verses 15 and 16. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me." That's as far as the person read, because that hungry heart and righteous blood sucked in the heavenly wind and loosed the river of life that swept over him and gave him waters to swim in, and even drowned time after time in love, fire, blood, grace, and life. This not letting up for 3 days and nights. Back then, no one save God himself, knew this to be the little horn that would wax great even to the casting down of Satan himself, the prince of the air, making way for the rivers of life to fill the earth and the very ages to be changed and the new creation of God come forth. Called me by his grace to reveal his son in me. Ah, but the servant of the Lord knew not at all what his master had done, and that Christ would be revealed in fullness to change history and clothe the earth with his new creation and give it back to the family of God. Without going into a detailed accounting now at the present time, let's just consider that the Father God, through Christ, was to burn his goat character through this servant with such intensity that the very sight of the religion of the ram brought forth fire in him and steeled his will, so that true to the character of the goat who goes hunting a fight, searching out his enemy, the servant of the Lord began crying out to God and searching out the scriptures until blindness attacked him. Not swerving, he bought scripture records and kept searching until his sight was miraculously restored, and he continued on reading and studying the scriptures. 3 years in the desert like this, then another 14 years in restoring the old order. Through sufferings we cannot now mention, because they would fill this room with papers. But let us go back now to Daniel, still listening to the wind, the same one that opened the river where you first drank living water, eating the fruit of sufferings of this servant of the Lord. Listen. It's written in this wind that stirs the mist over the river. It hath been written. Hath been. Daniel 8, chapter 9. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great. Great power, even though a very small horn. A body of Christ, though very small in number, yet very great in power. Toward the south, signifying the seat of Satan, also the place where the waters were, even as Abraham moved south for water. And toward the east, heavenward, and toward the pleasant land, or the New Jerusalem on earth. We see this has been our direction of travel to arrive at the New Jerusalem, the city of God in earth. Hebrews 11, 8 through 10, Revelation 21, verse 2. Coming out of the horn of John's ministry, where he, actually walking in the heavens, brought forth the full plan of God into being and opening